Every lap in under a minute. Every move made to matter. Every decision impacting the outcome of the race. Supercars in Perth. Every second matters. Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, May 17 to 19. Book now at Ticketek. Supercars. Unforgettable.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Ryko Rewind for March the 6th. Great to have you with me. I'm Aaron Noonan. As we take a look back at some of the goings-on in Australian motorsport and supercars history. Now, on this day in 2016, it was a massive day for Nick Percat. It was wet, it was wild, it was weird. The final race of the Clipsal 500 in Adelaide for 2016. It was on this day, and I think I'm still drying out from what happened that day because it was very, very wet. Was this the biggest shock win in V8 supercar history? It's got to rank right up there. Jonathan Webb in Sydney 2010 is probably a pretty even comparison. But for Percat to win in that 222 Commodore for Lucas Dumbrell's little team, remember they had the SP Tools livery that looked like the Holden Racing Team cars from a distance if you didn't really stop and look close enough. But Percat managed to get the job done on, well, it was wild and crazy, and I had to step back through and try to remember all the parts that led to this. So this was when the Clipsal 500 ran with two races on Saturday and the traditional 250K race on Sunday. Now, I forgot about this. I had to look all this up. The race start was initially delayed because Aaron Russell crashed on the formation lap, and the race was started behind the safety car. Now, rain arrived during the day. The safety car returned a few times because the track turned into a skating rink. So two of those safety car periods were for weather. It was just too bad. They had to slow the field down. Then the race was red flag suspended on lap 42 of 78. So that meant there was no chance to get that full 250-kilometer race in to the available time certain window. So time certain finish was 5:18 local time plus one lap. Now, this is where a lot of teams got it wrong. While the full lap distance was just no chance of ever being reached, that didn't mean that the requirement for each car to achieve a minimum fuel drop of 140 litres, whether it went in the car or it got pumped through, remained in the rule book. You still had to do it even if the 78 laps weren't going to be completed. So that is what Percat LDM engineer Chris Stuckey executed to perfection. Percat took the lead on the penultimate lap from Fabian Coulthard and splashed home to what was an upset win. Coulthard and Scott Pye, his teammate from Desjardins Penske, they finished second and third on the road but didn't get onto the podium. They each were handed 60-second post-race time penalties for not complying with that minimum fuel drop. They were removed down to 16th and 17th in the final order. I think on the day, they actually got initially given 30-second penalties so the podium could be rejuggled, and then they were given 60 seconds overall to sort out the final race classification. So that put Michael Caruso's Nissan to second on the podium with Garth Tander third for the Holden Racing Team. And for Caruso, that meant that after round one in Adelaide, he led the V8 Supercar Championship, as it was then known. I think that was the year it changed to being called Supercars partway through the year. But be that as it may, it was a weird, wild, crazy day in Adelaide on this day, March the 6th in 2016. So much stuff happened that day, it was hard to try to remember all of it. Of course, now the Adelaide event is at the other end of the calendar. It will be the final round again this year, the Velo Adelaide 500. But it's going to take something pretty amazing, I would reckon, to be able to top the weirdness and the wildness and the upset winner that we had in Nick Percat on this day back in 2016. This is the latest in our Ryco Rewinds, our little chance to take a look at some of the cool things from the history of Australian motorsport and the Supercars Championship from over time. I hope you've enjoyed these. If you've got some special suggestions for upcoming months of things that you think might have happened somewhere there or thereabouts on the calendar, we'd love to hear from you on the V8 Sleuth website. Chuck us a note via the form on the site, v8sleuth.com.au, and we'll see if your suggestion makes a Ryco Rewind in the future. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Aaron Noonan. We'll chat with you again very soon with another Ryco Rewind.
Every lap in under a minute. Every move made to matter. Every decision impacting the outcome of the race. Supercars in Perth. Every second matters. Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, May 17 to 19. Book now at Ticketek. Supercars. Unforgettable.